Hello, my darling. Welcome to my library. This is one of my favorite places in the entire world, and I'm so happy I get to share it with you. Come, sit with me by the fire. By the end of our little session, I want you to feel more relaxed than you've ever felt before. But to do that, you will have to give me your complete and total trust. Do you trust me? Good. Let's begin. First, we're going to heighten your senses one by one. Obviously, I already have complete control over what you're hearing. So let's begin with what you see. Close your eyes if they're not closed already. And in your mind's eye, picture my library. The only light here is coming from the fireplace, so the details may not be clear, but you should be able to make out the endless shelves that line the walls, floor to ceiling, each one filled to the brim with books of all shapes and colors. Look towards the fireplace there in front of you. Let your mind linger on the dark tiles that make up the mantle. Examine the intricate carvings in the stonework, the places where the soot has collected and left deepened shadows. Expand your awareness to the golden tasseled rug on the floor, then to the heavy wooden table in front of us, upon which is a crystal decanter and two empty glasses. Observe the red velvet sofa on which we sit. Now, look at me, lounging here beside you. How do you see me? Do I resemble someone you know? Someone you once knew? Someone you've only dreamt about? I will tell you that I am wearing nothing but a long, black satin robe. But I want your mind to fill in the rest. The length of my hair. The color of my eyes. The depth of my bosom, the muscles of my legs. Hold that picture of me in your mind as tightly as you can. Let's concentrate on your sense of smell now. You can hear the fire, but can you sense the heady odor of smoke and wood in the air? Do you detect an undertone of leather or must from the rows and rows of tomes that line the shelves of my library? Perhaps you can even pick up the scent of my perfume. Floral and slightly sweet, like lavender and honeysuckle, but with just a hint of spice. I want you to take in a deep breath from your nose on the count of three, and then hold that breath, and with it, all of the aromas of this place. Ready? One. Two. Three. Hold it and sense the smoke and the leather and the lavender. Feel them envelop you in warmth and comfort and mystery. Now, exhale. Now that your olfactory senses have opened up, I'm going to engage your sense of taste. I've got a lovely elixir of my own making here in the decanter that I'm going to pour for you. Take the glass from my hand and raise it to your lips. Take a moment to breathe in the aromas of the drink. Feel the slight tingle and burn on the inside of your nostrils. Now, take a sip. Feels warm on your tongue, doesn't it? There's a bit of honey there. There's also a touch of apple and lemon. Now you should be sensing some smokiness and perhaps a touch of almond. Go ahead and swallow. Feel the change in flavor from sharp to smooth as the warmth of the drink travels all the way down your throat and into your gut. Now, take my hand in yours. Bring it to your mouth. Kiss the back of my hand and linger on the taste of my skin. Does it also have notes of honey? Perhaps the soft bite of salt. Lastly, we're going to explore your sense of touch. I want you to place your hand down beside you. Touch the surface beneath you and visualize it to be the red velvet sofa. Feel the fibers of the fabric rising to meet your fingertips, shifting with you as you curve left or right. Now, hold your hand up so that I can nuzzle my cheek into your palm. Run your thumb along my jawline, feeling the curve of my chin. Brush your fingertips over my cheekbones, feeling their pinnacle, and then the steep drop into soft flesh. Keep dragging your fingers down until you reach my lips, which are soft and plump and wet. Do you feel the dip of my Cupid's bow? Now, my love, slide one of your fingers into my mouth. Feel the warmth and the wetness of my tongue as it circles around you, undulating around you. Feel the ridge of my teeth as I slowly pull your finger in and out, sucking ever so slightly to create a gentle pressure. I'm savoring the sensation of you now, the saltiness of your skin, the intoxicating aroma of your musk. Do you want to take my mouth? Have me wrap my lips around your hard cock. Well, we We haven't finished our lesson yet. You have to do something for me first. I'm lying back on the sofa now, pulling you over me. With your hand, slowly make your way from my face to my neck, to my chest. Can you feel the curve of my body under my satin robe? Can you feel the rise and peak of my breasts? The hard points of my nipples. Pull the edges of my robe back so that all of me is exposed. Let your gaze travel down the length of my body, mapping every hill and valley before you move your hand down and down and down. The warm, dark spot between my legs. Do you want to touch it? Feel its warmth? Feel it embrace you and surround you in wetness and desire. Keep sliding your fingers down until you part my lips by simply pressing between them. See how my body welcomes you. Move your fingers side to side so you can fully feel the walls of my cunt, soft as the velvet of the sofa. Slowly, push your fingers into me, letting them drop into the depths of my pussy, farther than you think they can possibly go, and gently pulse them in and out. See how my chest rises and falls in rhythm with your pulses. Now, angle your fingers upwards towards my belly button and curl the tips. Feel that slight ridge on the roof of my pussy. I want you to pulse your fingers towards it. You see my body writhe with pleasure. Feel me twisting and turning beneath you. Watch as I involuntarily buck my hips up to meet your hand. Give my body what it demands. Now that you've brought me the pleasure I so desired, I can give myself over to you utterly. We're connected now, you and I. Have you noticed that even though you can still hear my voice, that my lips have stopped moving? As long as you don't break eye contact with me, we can share this. Keep hold of my gaze as I push you back, as I drop to the floor in front of you, as I reach inside your waistband and free your cock from your clothing. Do you feel my hands around it? My heartbeat pulsing through them and into you. Don't you dare look away as I kiss the tip of your cock and take the head into my mouth. Keep watching as I lower myself over you, taking all of you into me with no resistance at all. Don't worry, I won't choke. My body is completely submitted to you. I have no fear. I have only desire for you and for your pleasure. Push yourself all the way to the back of my throat. Watch yourself disappear into my warm, wet lips. Draw yourself back and forth now, reveling in the sensation of my mouth molding to your cock. I want you to fuck my mouth with all of the passion and desire that's built up inside of you. Fuck my mouth as hard and as fast as you want. You won't hurt me. Don't worry, but don't look away. Keep hold of my gaze as you pump my mouth full of your longing for me. Take in everything I've taught you. Picture the firelight in my skin. Revel in the wet sounds of my mouth consuming you. Raise your hand to my face and smell my pussy on your fingertips. Put them in your mouth. I want you to taste my pussy as you come. Come for me now, with the taste of my pussy on your tongue. Spill your seed into my mouth and down my throat. Let me feel its warmth moving from my tongue to my esophagus and down into my gut. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. As your breathing and your heartbeat slowly return to normal, notice how every muscle in your body has let go of the tension that had been holding you together. Sink back, letting everything go limp. You are safe and warm and adored. Sink back and picture me smiling over you, whispering in your ears how much I treasure you. Let your head fall to the side and submit to the utter relaxation you so rightly deserve.